Welcome to the Coffee with Craner show. Hope everyone is doing well. And today we have a special guest, Trevor Georgie, all the way out in New Brunswick, joining us today. He is the president and general manager for the St. John Sea Dogs, a junior A hockey club located in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. He's also a master's grad from the Odette School of Business at the University of Windsor, and also the 2017 President Cup champion for the St. John's Sea Dogs. So Trevor, thank you for joining me today. It's an absolute privilege.
Thanks so much, Lennon. Thanks for having me on.
So the first question I start every show is, it talks about coffee, and I see you have coffee with you today.
Yeah, I'm a tea guy, so I've got my tea. I like it with a lot of milk, and I actually put maple syrup in it. It's very Canadian.
That is Canadian.
Yeah, but our CFO here showed me that once, Rick, and I've never changed it since. I just use maple syrup in my tea every morning. So
that's awesome. So I have to ask, where would be your favorite place to grab tea in New Brunswick?
Oh, good question. You know what? I'm pretty simple when it comes to my tea. I typically go to Tim Hortons. They're a great sponsor of ours, and there's one on my walk to work. So when I walk, we live uptown, which is like the downtown part of St. John.
Okay.
It's like a 6-7 minute walk to the rink. And so on the walk, I actually walk right through like basically a connected system to get to the rink, and you walk right by Tim Hortons. So
I go there
pretty much every morning and get a medium steep tea with 2 milk and 2 sugar. They don't do maple syrup there yet, I don't think, but when I'm at home, I always have maple syrup in it.
That's perfect, and it's great. It looks like you can almost walk to work.
Absolutely. I would say 90% of the time walk to work.
Awesome. So being president and general manager of a hockey club, what is it like during a typical day in that role?
Yeah, there's no day I'd say that's the same. Every day is different. I'm sure it's a common theme or something you've probably heard a lot from your guests. Being general manager and being the president of the team, you're wearing two hats for sure. So mm-hmm. on the GM side, you're looking, you know, you're really focused on the on ice product and then the player kind of player personnel portfolio. And then so you're with that, you're looking at, you know, trades, free agent signings, working with agents, working with our players, working with the folks that take care of our education piece, billet families, etc. So there's a whole slew of things that, but I have a great team around me that helps me manage all of that as well. So I kind of just poke my head in when on different files as they need it, and then on the president side, it's you know, all the business operations components, and same thing. I have a great team around me that that helps me with all that. You know, mostly dealing with some of our kind of our marquee sponsors. You know, we did a new lease, our naming rights partnership that we signed with TD Bank, season tickets, communications, marketing, a bit of everything. So all the things that you'd think of in that. So a typical day, I mean, they're long days. I typically put in the work all throughout the day, and then I do my first shift, I call it. Go home or go out, have dinner with my fiance, with Devin. And then after dinner, work till I go to sleep and then do it over again. So I love it. It's a passion of mine. I don't mind putting in all those hours. There's certainly a lot to it.
Awesome. And I bet you a misconception with a lot of people is the president and general manager role is the same thing, right? But it's two different hats, right?
Absolutely. It's definitely two different hats. It was two different hats before I joined the team and then emerged into one. I think it's a great model to have. We have so many great, I think historically hockey teams and sports teams, you have like, you know, president of the team, but then you'll have basketball ops or president of the team. And then you'll have, hockey ops. With us, like our team that works on the business side, very often dips their toes on the hockey side and has thoughts and discusses trades and all that. And then oftentimes the folks on the hockey side will dip their toes on the business side and say, hey, have you thought of this zip up or this t-shirt? Or what about, have you ever thought of doing this type of promotional night? So I like it that way because I think it keeps everyone together and there's not a fence or a divider between the two. Everyone's one team.
Awesome. So when you applied to be president and GM of the St. John Sea Dogs, how did you stand out amongst other applicants that you were up against?
I don't know exactly who I was up against necessarily. For me, I think when I went through that process, I built a really good rapport built on trust with the owner of the team, with Scott McCain. I think that's the most important thing. I remember very vividly sitting in now what is my office now, but sitting in that office, chatting with him as we went through the process. And, I was I'm sure I was the youngest candidate at the time, and I'm not from the Maritimes, although now it's home. I'm here now. We've been here for 4 years now, or coming on to that, or past that now. I remember sitting in that office with Scott and chatting and discussing some big priorities for the team. There was a lot of things we wanted to accomplish as a team, and basically said, if you need to trust me that I can accomplish these things, and we can do these things together. And if you don't trust me now, you're never going to trust me. So if you need, we need to have that relationship. And it was very clear to me that he put all his trust in me. And, a lot of the major things that we've hoped to accomplish as a team, which, win a cup, get a naming rights partner, a global one like TD Bank, get a new lease with the city. A lot of these major milestones, hopefully in a few seasons host the Memorial Cup. A lot of these major milestones we've been able to do as a team. And I think you earn trust by achieving certain results. And I think we've done that so far as a team. We have a great group.
Awesome. And if those watching who don't know, Trevor was named the youngest president and GM in the CHL a few years ago, but it's such a great accomplishment that you were able to get this role at that age. And it seems like you're really enjoying your time with St. John Sea Dogs. So it's great to hear. So back in 2017, you won the President's Cup. It's really obvious that great players definitely help to win a cup, but what would be some other things that led your team to win back in 2017?
Great question. I give a ton of credit to Mike Kelly and his group. Mike Kelly was, recently dismissed, but was the assistant coach of the Las Vegas Golden Knights with Gerard Gallant. And it was his group and his scouting staff that started off that rebuild. Before moving on, and with so many key pieces that he had put together, the Thomas Chabots and the Matthew Josephs of the world that were, and the Spencer Smallmans and the Matthew Highmore. So a lot of credit to him and his group that, I always say he baked the cake, I just got to put some icing on top. So a lot of credit to him for putting that the core in place. And my group got to put in put the final touches with some key trades that Christmas that kind of, I think, put us over the top. But I think it comes down to the culture you have in your organization. We have an unbelievable owner. Scott McCain is from, obviously the McCain, you've heard of McCain fries and McCain delicious cakes. I have one in my fridge right now. We have an owner that isn't in it for the money. He's in it for all the right reasons. He's in it because he loves hockey and he's a proud New Brunswicker. I think you make decisions then based on doing the right thing versus doing the right thing for your wallet. And that's not Scott at all. And so I think by having an owner like that and having that consistency through our organization, I think that allowed us to make decisions when we went to win the cup. And whether it be, chartering a plane to fly somewhere, whether it be, the meals and the quality of meals that our players had, whether it be, swag and different merchandise and things for our players to really make them feel that they're part of something and that they're together and they look the part, team building. I think when you have an owner that really supports the team and says, do what's right before you do, before anything else, use that as your compass. It makes a big difference. So it starts in ownership, and then it goes down through the organization of making decisions that are the right ones versus necessarily the most financial savvy ones.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And a question I have is, what character traits did you have to get better at to be the president and general manager of a junior A hockey team? Because you went from that switch from being back in the day a financial services manager for BMO to sport management. It's a whole different game, right? So what did you have to get better at to be in this role?
For sure. I think over the years getting to work at MLSC in a giant organization that's so successful, I always say I should have paid them. They shouldn't have paid me because I learned so much there. I think having a chance to learn at the organizations that I had got to work with gave me some of the tools, certainly to do it. I think some of the tools that were probably refined, negotiation skills, relationship building, being very strategic. I'm a very deep thinker, and I think that certainly helped. I also think when you say character traits to get better, I think you have to want to get better. I think that's one of the most important things. So I want to get better every day. Like, I wake up every day and I want to learn something new. I'm on Google constantly, and I think those around me sometimes will be in the middle of a conversation and I'll hear something interesting and then I'm Googling it, and then 30 minutes later I'm still following up on that last thing and the last thing. I always want to learn. I always want to get better. So I think number one, you have to know that you don't have all the answers and have to have that drive to want to get better. But I mean, there'd be countless. We'd have to spend days together to go through all the things that I've learned and improved upon in those four seasons. I'm certainly a much better president and general manager today than I was four seasons ago. And that's just the reality of taking on something new and drinking from a fire hose early on, and learning as much as you can.
Awesome. Yeah, you made a great point. Personal development and the want to change yourself is so important with any role that you take on. So thank you for sharing that. For a student that's looking to pursue a career in sport management, what would be some obstacles that they're going to need to overcome?
Yeah, great question. There's a bunch of them. I'm an eternal optimist. That being said, it's a very tough career. So a few things to be realistic about. Early on, you're going to make very little money. So expect that right out of the gate that you're lucky if you're making any money. My first two kind of sports opportunities, one was doing through the Odette School of Business, a consulting project with Pete Dobrich, who was one of the owners of the Windsor Spitfires. And that, it was an unbelievable experience. But again, it's time and zero money. I did my internship in the NCAA with the Florida Gators, and it was a great experience. And again, you're moving to a different country, you're paying rent, and you're paying various fees and travel and all that, and you're paid a grand total of zero again. But you're learning a ton in that process, and you're getting great big brand school and sport experience. So I think one, right away, you have to understand that if you can't handle a few years of making no money, maybe multiple years of making very little money, that it won't be for you. You can love sports. Everyone that applies for a job in sports says, I love hockey. I love basketball. That's great. But there's a difference between loving that as a hobby and as a fan, because once you're involved in the trenches and you're in the business, all that changes. You just never will look at it. You'll never walk into an arena or a stadium and have the same lens. You're constantly looking at different things. If I walk, I can't just go to I'm a huge Leafs fan. I can't walk into a Leafs game and just watch the game. I'm looking at their game day presentation. I'm looking at their concessions. I'm looking at their pricing. I'm looking at the flow of traffic, any renovations, sponsorships, activations, and then plus all the on ice product of the players and evaluating that. So you can't ever turn that off. So be prepared for that, because it definitely changes the way you look at sports. Be prepared for very little income, and be prepared for your passion becoming, the paradigm between passion and employment and how you see sports changing. You also have to be prepared to move. I'm very lucky. I had the chance to work in sports, dabble in Windsor and Florida and then in Toronto. and very fortunate that St. John is where we are. Like, we absolutely love St. John. I'm from Mississauga, Devin's from Vancouver, and we absolutely love St. John. It's an unbelievable place. We've made friends here that we'll have forever, and it's one of the hidden gems, like I think Windsor is for Ontario. It's one of the hidden gems here in Canada. So we're lucky, but we also understand that in 10 years from now, if we're not fortunate enough to call St. John home anymore, it may be somewhere completely different in a different province or different country altogether. So you have to be prepared to move. So I'd say, I think those three things of, there's many more we could dive into, but I think just understanding the reality of when you get into sports, those are the three things that are going to really be impacted, and be prepared to work. I'd say the last thing, the fourth thing would be just be prepared to put in all kinds of hours, weekends. Like, there's no such thing as, oh, we'll have weekends off, or, okay, it's Friday night, so we'll tackle that on Monday. That doesn't exist in this world, especially if you want to be successful in it. There's a lot to it. If you're optimistic, if you can handle some of those major factors, I think you can have a great career at it. It's super fulfilling.
Awesome. You made a great point that at the beginning, you're working for free. And that's a huge thing that those who are pursuing careers or emerging leaders, the importance of understanding experience over money. So, and I know you've worked for free, and it helped got you to where you are today. Are you able to touch a little bit on the importance of experience over money?
Absolutely. And I said it earlier, but like, I should have, and I would have paid MLSE to work there. Wow. It was such a great environment, and I learned so much. There's so many really talented people in that organization. People that were colleagues of mine, people that were, senior, everyone in the organization is pretty impressive. And I really liked my time there. And I also got to learn a lot from Richard Petty while he was there, and build a mentor-mentee relationship, which is really important. There's tremendous value from that. I think that early on, almost for those coming out of school, I think they need to look at it in a few ways. They should be looking at their next step from a practical sense. They should be looking at it as almost like, if they want to have a career in sports, almost like resume monopoly. So think about, maybe go with a try to acquire Boardwalk and Park Place early, even if it means you're making $0.
Yes.
But try to get those early to have those experiences and to learn from those environments while you can, while you're still a student. And then you'll find that other doors will open. So for instance, the Florida Gators in the NCAA would be one of the most recognizable college football and basketball brands in the country. And the idea in junior hockey, the Windsor Spitfires are, obviously one of the top tier teams in the whole country. So I think if you can go and acquire, again, the Park Place and the Boardwalk for whatever it is that you want to do, I think it's really important to get those experiences, and then I think you'll have other doors open for you. But oftentimes, when if you're break coming from school, you want to get that experience then, because eventually you're going to maybe get married, have children, have a mortgage, have other things that might prohibit you from doing that. Mm. So do it early. Don't be worried about making the money if you can afford to do it, and just get the experience.
Awesome. Well, Trevor, I have to say, I really appreciate your time here on the show. You gave a lot of emerging leaders the knowledge that I think will help them throughout their career, whether it be in sport management or any other avenue. So thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks so much, Lyndon. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Take care and stay safe. We'll see you next time on the Coffee with Craner show.
Thanks so much.